From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Creek Don't Rise. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone. everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 675th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Creek Don't Rise. The band originated in Huntington, West Virginia. The musicians of Creek Don't Rise are Marcus Oglesby on lead vocals, harmonica, acoustic guitar, Jerry Brooks on lead guitar, Steve Cooper on bass, and Devin Hall on drums. Please welcome Creek Don't Rise to the Red Barn Stage.
Remember the night you left me, baby? Swear I never love again. Now, now, bad news drove me crazy, baby. Bad broke me down again, but pick myself up, up, brush myself home, yeah, yeah. Whoa, I'm feeling straight, straight, straight. Whoa, I'm feeling strong, but sometimes it rains on me, sometimes it rains on me, sometimes it rains, and that's when I feel the pain. Feel the pain. From where you're standing, it may seem I'm doing well, well, well. No understanding that my life isn't really here.
Creek Don't Rise, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here at Red Barn Radio.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee, and welcome Creek Don't Rise. You all start off from Charleston. That's where things began for you all. Is that right?
More so Huntington area, actually.
Huntington. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a couple from Kentucky with Flatwoods and Green of Kentucky, and then Huntington and Hurricane, West Virginia. So Huntington's kind of a middle ground, but at the V Club in Huntington is where Jerry first saw me perform at an open mic, and that kind of sparked things right there in Huntington, West Virginia.
Tell folks, you know, listening to the program about that town and about, you know, sort of your experience there.
Marcus Oglesby.
Well, as anywhere in Appalachia, it's got a really good music scene full of really good people. It can get competitive at times, just like any scene. But Charleston and Huntington, just like in Kentucky, as we're seeing a lot of folks coming out of Kentucky, Charleston and Huntington is full of great Appalachian music. Different styles, all different styles, different voices coming out of there. A lot of different spoken word and comedy and everything. So it's a very rich arts culture. Like everywhere else, needs more exposure, and the more the better.
Well, I don't want to start no trouble. Well, I ain't trying to pick a fight. Well, all I want to do is love you. Well, I just want to treat you right. Girl, I see you around here trying. You're trying to catch these young eyes. Well, all they do is leave you crying. You need a grown man in your life. With my lover, the years long now. You were my best friend, yeah. Once again, now you help me like no other. And down I go again. Problem. One of thorn in your side. You got problems, girl, let's solve them. Come on, baby, let's take a ride. Nobody, no, Lord knows that I can't help myself, no, no, Lord knows that I love your mind and body. They turn me on like nothing else. Thank you. down I go again.
Yeah.
What is it that put Huntington on the map?
Well, Huntington obviously is, you know, Marshall, Thundering Herd.
Indeed.
The school is a huge draw for that area. However, again, the arts and music scene is absolutely just loaded with talent. A lot of our friends are there, obviously. You don't have to go far to find really good music in whatever genre that you like. And that's one thing about us. We like to play all different types of genres. Our area in Appalachia, it's not just country, and it's not just rock, and it's not just soul. It's just all these things mixed together.
Yeah. A lot of amazing players who've come from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Bill Withers is the person that I think of, but, you know, but little Jimmy Dickens, where was he from?
He was actually from Sophia, I think it was, and just a couple of towns over from the town that Bill Withers was from. So, I mean, proximity, not age-wise, but proximity. I grew up just a couple towns over from that in Sullivan, in Glen Morgan, Beaver area. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother turned me on to little Jimmy Dickens and Hee Haw and all that at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas my father turned me on to Bill Withers and, you know, all of that kind of sound from the, you know, also from a very young age.
Baby, I don't want to be the kind of man you can't trust. Trust me, baby, that was not my plan, but my plan's a bust. See, you want me around. Around town, what am I supposed to do? You won't let me love you. You won't let me love you. You won't let me love you. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Listen here now, time was, you couldn't get enough of this old boy's love. Things were good, but now, baby, times are tough. See, you want me to stay, but then you pushed me away. What am I supposed to do? You won't let me love you.
And what did your family do in West Virginia?
My immediate family, not that large, a couple brothers and a sister. Mom was an absolute saint. She was a teacher for a little while, but spent most of her life as a social worker doing child abuse and neglect. I do have a song on YouTube for that as well called Angel Looking On, but in any case, she was an absolute saint of a person and still is. She still lives back there toward Beckley. My dad, he retired from Columbia Gas, you know, as a pipeline guy and a gas, natural gas company guy. But he was a type who was always into music and always looking for a different way to express himself. Although he never was musical, he definitely exposed me to a lot of music at a very young age. You know, a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, a lot of hip hop. He wasn't even into rap, but it was because of him that I was around rap and things like that that really influenced even my country songs. So, huge influence.
Well, all right. So both parents loved music, but neither played.
Totally different styles. Now, my mother did play. Actually, I didn't left that out. My mother played piano and accordion, and she could play both, one accordion with one hand and the piano on the other. But I totally wasted that knowledge. I didn't pay attention. I was too busy riding four-wheelers and playing in the dirt. And she sold her piano when I was still, I don't even know if I was a teenager. The singing was always in the house. Mom loved to sing. She raised us in church choir. And so that's where I started singing. Never considered myself a singer, though, until, I mean, even when we started this band 4.5 years ago, I had never been, this is my first band. I was a songwriter. I always, you know, wanted to be a songwriter, but never considered myself a singer. And that has grown as we've grown. So it's been interesting to watch that.
Yeah, such a strong and unique delivery. It just looks like you've been doing it for a long time.
You know, been singing all my life, but never really had the confidence or the encouragement to be, you know, a lead singer, to do any, you know, solo type singing. So this has been an experiment as well. You go to our early YouTube videos, it's the voice has changed, the confidence has changed, and I owe that to being in this band.
Hear the rattle and the holler, that ain't no sleigh. Hear the rattle and the holler, that ain't no sleigh. Well, that's a white coat man with some pills to take. The white coat man with some pills to take. Hey, baby, crying mama, no food for me. Hey, baby, crying mama, no food for me. She gave her money to the man at the pharmacy. Money to the man at the pharmacy. Yeah, things in Holla, they ain't the same. People in the Holla can't stand the pain. Used to go to the company store, now the white coat man gonna own your soul. I see the white coat man gonna own your soul. Can't stand the pain. Used to owe it to the
see the white coat man gonna own your soul.
All right. Thank you all so much for having me.
The band then formed 4 years ago.
Very funny story, and I know you'll get to these guys later on, so I'll go ahead and tell it too. But Jerry, it's really funny. I wanted to get into music. I went to the V Club because they had an open mic night. But it was after the Huntington Blues Society, which Jerry's a member of the board there. It was after their annual or their weekly or monthly meeting. And then there's an open mic. So I signed up for that, hoping that I would meet some of these guys, you know. And so I watched them play, and they were amazing. I mean, there were so many guitarists, and the drummers and the bass players were all great. I saw Jerry play, and he stood out as well. As soon as they were done, they packed up and left. They couldn't get out of there quick enough. So I guess they didn't want to stick around for the open mic. I went up there after a pep talk, went up there and played my songs anyway. Little did I know, Jerry's car had broken down. Fuel pump, Jerry? It was a fuel pump. His car had broken down. He was waiting on a tow truck, so he was trapped and saw me play. And I guess he was a little impressed. So then later on, he saw another video of me on Facebook and reached out to me. And he said, hey, have you ever recorded any of your stuff? And I'm like, no, not really. And because, again, I was just a songwriter. I didn't think I was a singer. So he talked me into recording, and we said, you know, this is working. Let's start playing some music.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't lived long, long time, but I've seen a lot through these young eyes. I seen heartache, I seen hearts break, I seen a grown man fall to his knees and cry, and I seen a woman worry about her children, and look in her eyes when one of them dies. Yes, I seen sadness, and I seen madness. I seen people out there without a care in their life. Yes, I seen those words soften me, and I seen how hard this world can be when I'm down. Well, I pick myself up off the ground. Carry on. Thank the Lord and carry on. Well, I seen people living out in the street, everything they own in a shopping bag. And I seen people living up on Easy Street, everything they've ever wanted, they're just as sad. And I've had my share, yes, I've had crosses to bear, but I thank the Lord and carry on. 'Cause I seen soften me, and I seen just how hard this
coming up
can
more
be.
Red Barn Radio with Creek Don't Rise, recorded
down
live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Creek Don't Rise after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Well, I pick myself up on the ground. Thank the Lord, carry on. Thank the Lord and carry on. Thank the Lord and carry on and on, on, on. I'll carry on and on, on, on. I carry on.
Welcome back. Tonight we're with Creek Don't Rise, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
TV news say I gotta choose between left and right. Well, I ain't never been the kind to go along. Always been the kind to have a mind of my own. Scratch my head sometimes, I wonder why. Hang my head sometimes, Lord, I start to cry. And the only peace of mind is we
obviously was a big inspiration, but I'll listen to just about anything that's good.
How young were you when you started listening to blues?
Jerry Lee Brooks.
I actually didn't get into blues until I was probably 16 or so. I actually started playing guitar when I was 14, and when I was 14, I basically wanted to be Jimi Hendrix, which most of us do, fair enough, right? But then I got into playing blues because my dad plays guitar as well, and he was more of a blues musician. And he said, most of this rock music that you like Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, that's all blues, basically.
Oh, all right.
So he showed me the foundations of that, and here we are.
How nice that you had a dad who was ready to sort of educate you in that way and break it down.
Yeah, he grew up playing as well. He was mostly self-taught, but he plays guitar, piano, harmonica, all that type of stuff, and sings as well. And actually, that was where I kind of got my start, was playing bass in his band. So when I was 16, I was the worst guitar player. So if you're the worst guitar player, you get put on bass. And so I spent a lot of time doing that.
Is your dad still around? Is he still playing?
He doesn't get out and play much anymore, but yeah, he still plays. Me and him jam sometimes. Huh. A lot of his early stuff, he was a really big Blues Brothers fan. So I remember being like 6 years old and him introducing me to the Blues Brothers music, a movie. So that's where I first learned of blues and who Ray Charles was and all those type of guys, John Lee Hooker.
And what did you like about it?
Well, I think one of the things that really struck me about the blues was the authenticity of it. It seemed to be, and especially the blues that I got into and really enjoy. A lot of the earlier stuff, the Delta blues, Robert Johnson, Son House, Mississippi John Hurt, all that type of stuff. That stuff to me sounded like the total 180 of most of the stuff that was on the radio when I was 16, which would have been 2008. So most of that time you had Lady Gaga and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it was overproduced. And it sound, and if you look, you know, there's 20 riders on one song, whereas this other stuff was, to me, it seemed like one guy actually representing himself and what he thought and his heartbreak and his, you know, trials and all that.
Well, I met you when we were young. Took my heart and you made stole my love and you went away. I didn't know how long you'd stay. Oh, I cried when you went away. All I had to remember you were the things we used to do. Yeah. Every time that you went away, you used to look my way and say, well, you
talked to guitarists, especially sort of accomplished ones like you, they have described that experience as being at first kind of odd because the music felt so primitive. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, when you're first listening to some of that stuff, like, say, Robert Johnson or something, it's, you know, real scratchy, and you're like, when was this recorded? But once you get past that, for me, that actually was part of the draw for it, is that it was like, you know, it sounded so, you know, way back in the 30s and stuff, and there was, I became just enthralled with the history of it. So I went and discovered Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, and then Muddy Waters and them said, well, we were listening to Son House and Robert Johnson and Skip James. I said, okay. And then I went back about as far as you could go. I was when I found myself listening to old field hollers, I said, this is about as far back as it gets, I believe.
that was where the road ended.
Yeah, that's where the road ended right there. First two things that I learned on guitar was I learned Hurt by Johnny Cash, well, his version of Hurt. And then I learned Rock You Like a Hurricane, the riff to that. So I would spend a lot of time going, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. And, yeah, so that was just easy stuff that that my dad taught me how to play. And then, like I said, I went from there and watched other players and tried to listen to a lot of music. And that's, like I said, I've never had any lessons. I'm pretty much totally self-taught. And I try to really pay attention to other players and draw inspiration from what they do. And, like I said, listen to a lot of music and get little ideas.
Rolling the town. Smoke rolling from my hood. Ain't no mechanic, but I know it ain't no good. I look around, a hard day, town is closed. Nowhere to find a radiator hole. Just in a cab, to rent a bed. Found a local bike, I drunk instead. Now I'm broke, stunning to my car. The bartender asked me, do you know where you are? Down in Mobile, no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Down in Mobile, got no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blues, yeah. It's 3 a.m., woke up in my backseat. A flashlight in my eyes, it's the Mobile PD. I tell him my woes, but he don't care. Say, you can leave your car here, but you can't sleep in there. I say, officer, please, I got no dough. Don't know nobody, heck, I know where to go. He said, you been drinking, boy, just ginger ale. Ginger the bartender, son, you can sleep it off in jail. Down in Mobile, no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Down in Mobile, got no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Don't play that guitar now. They turned me loose, said be on your way, but out of pot stores is all closed today. I'm broke down in Mobile, got no automobile, ain't no way out of Mobile Blue. Say I'm down in Mobile, got no automobile, ain't no way out of Mobile Blue.
Tell folks about how you landed in West Virginia.
I got a few years on these other cats.
Steve Cooper.
So I was deciding.
I can tell because you used the word cats.
Cats, yeah. I've got some more for that, I can tell you. Right. I just decided I was going to make a change in what I was doing. I was actually working production work like these guys on the floor. Trying to think, well, what can I do next? That was at a community college in New Jersey. Just took it into my head, since I'd taught a couple sections adjunct, I don't know, maybe I ought to try this college teacher thing. Kept the full-time gig because I had a family support and did a master's at Rutgers. And that wasn't going to be enough to get me to a university.
Master's in?
Communication.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't in music.
Yeah.
Then I went, duh, I can't get out of university with that. So I said, I'm too stupid to know you can't do this. You actually can't do this. <I'm sorry. laughs> But, well, maybe I'll do a doctorate part-time and then go see if I can find a university job. And ready? Mirabile dictu is your Latin lesson. Somehow did it. I had a couple of guardian angels along the way, so unfortunately they're gone now, but I think fondly of them. Helped me get through it when I was about ready to quit. And Marshall offered me a job. That brought me to West Virginia. Like I said to people when I first got here, it's like, this is my kind of place. People here think a bad traffic jam is three cars waiting at a red light.
Said it's a hard road in Memphis. Oh, I'm gonna get there somehow, yeah. Thank you.
We would like to thank Creek Don't Rise for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. And thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio on WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Creek Don't Rise here on the Red Barn stage.
Everybody getting nervous when the mines close down, yeah. But in the holler, young and old, there's one thing to make your blood run cold. When the rain starts rolling on top the ground, you better get yourself on the high ground, yeah. Remember one day walking to church, Grandma said her elbow hurt. When it started to rain, there was no surprise, no. She said it's gonna come down real hard. Baby, get your toys up out the yard. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Everybody buckle down, it's gonna get bad. Your granddaddy stopped telling you about a bad storm back in 82. When him and granny lost everything, bang ahead. He said, one in 82, Lord, it sure got bad. Yeah, yeah. Ain't no shelter when the mountain cries.
Now the hand.
Remember being about 8 years old, standing in a house smelled like mold. Granddaddy just pointing toward the Dango Creek, yeah. He said, I'd known then what I know now, this valley never would have seen my plow. And I'd have raised your mama high on a mountain peak, yeah, yeah. Say, I'd have raised your mama high on a mountain peak, yeah, yeah. Cause there ain't no shelter when mountain cries, pain in your heart falling from the sky. Pray to the Lord when the creek don't rise.
Marcus Oglesby, thank you so much for having us at Red Barn Radio. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Marcus, Jerry, Steve, and Devin, Creek Don't Rise, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.